Unintended pregnancies in this country are at a 30-year low. Still, it's estimated that close to half the pregnancies in Massachusetts and across the U.S. are unplanned. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg visited a community health clinic in central Massachusetts that's working to bring the rate down and has this story.
At the Family Health Center of Worcester, staffers have been well-trained to ask the one key question, often and in multiple languages, in Portuguese and Albanian and Vietnamese. That was medical interpreters Karen Pucapino, Teuta Kodra, and Annie Nguyen. And Nguyen translates.
Do you plan to have a baby within the next year?
The health center staffers ask this just about every time a woman of childbearing age comes in for treatment, even for just a cough. If she says she's not planning to become pregnant, that's an opening for a conversation about birth control options. Annie Nguyen says after just a few months of those conversations, she's already seeing a dramatic difference. A
couple years ago, we always see women coming in and it's always an accident. But now, I hardly ever hear an accident anymore. It's something either they plan for or they don't get pregnant anymore because of the education that I got that I'm able to pass on to them.
That education includes training on how to talk about birth control, says prenatal services manager Jennifer Averill Moffitt.
Whereas before, perhaps the counseling was, here are these 12 methods. Choose which one is best for you. Mm-hmm. Now we're saying, here's the most effective method, and here are some other choices. Choose what's best for you.
That most effective method, long-acting birth control. That includes intrauterine devices, or IUDs, and the Nexplanon hormonal implant, a matchstick-sized rod that's implanted in a woman's arm and prevents pregnancy for 3 years. They're not for everyone, but for typical users, both have failure rates of well under 1%, compared to an annual pregnancy rate of 9% for women who take the pill. That's due mainly to user error. Pills are easy to miss, while long-acting methods are set and forget. These long-acting methods are on the rise nationwide. About 12% of women on birth control now use them, and they're getting a lot of the credit for the drop in unintended pregnancies over the last few years. They're expensive. They can run hundreds of dollars. But Obamacare now mandates that most health plans cover birth control with no out-of-pocket payments. So why aren't even more women using them? Well, for one thing, IUDs and implants are not always easy and quick to get, particularly for low-income women whose unplanned pregnancy rate is especially high. The Family Health Center of Worcester is making a major effort to change that, with help from a nonprofit called Upstream USA, whose mission is to bring down those barriers.
There are many health centers we work with that are literally not offering IUDs and implants at all. Period. So literally 0% of women are getting access to these methods.
Mark Edwards is the Boston-based co-founder of Upstream USA.
From our point of view, that's unconscionable. I mean, this is a method of contraception which research studies have shown is actually 20 times more effective than the pill in terms of real-world use. And yet, health centers aren't making these methods available. In any other form of medicine, it would just be an outrage if we had a stent that was 20 times more effective than another stent. It would be an outrage that we weren't offering them. So
Upstream goes into health clinics like the Family Health Center of Worcester and helps them up their birth control game. That means training just about the entire staff on birth control counseling, from the medical assistants and interpreters to the schedulers. Prenatal services manager Jennifer Averill Moffitt.
Having a culture shift that says this is important enough that everyone who works in a health center should have this education is huge.
It also means back-end work on medical paperwork and billing so the center doesn't lose money on long-acting birth control, and training more medical staff to be able to insert the devices. Plus, there's workflow. A woman who wants an IUD or an implant often has to come back for at least one additional appointment, and that can take weeks. She may not come back, or by the time the appointment rolls around, it may be too late.
That's what happened with me, actually.
Angelica Rodriguez books appointments at the clinic and is a patient there, too. After she went through the Upstream USA training last year, she decided she wanted a Nexplanon arm implant. She booked an appointment to get one.
But the appointment was 1 month after. And then when the appointment came, it was June something, I was already pregnant.
She gave birth to Dylan, who is now 4 months old. And planned or not, she loves him very much.
I do. I really do. At the beginning, I was like in shock because my other son, he was not even, he was 1 year and two months, something like that. But I still, thank God, I have my husband and my house. So it makes everything easier.
These days, she'd only have to wait a week or so to get long-acting birth control. And Moffitt says the Family Health Center of Worcester will soon have same-day IUD and implant appointments. The clinic doesn't have data yet on whether its upstream training has cut unintended pregnancy, but she expects the rate to drop, as it has repeatedly in demonstration projects that gave teens and low-income women better access to long-term birth control.
When we give women the choice, hopefully our numbers of unplanned pregnancies can plummet.
How far they can drop remains to be seen. Experts point out that unintended pregnancy is complicated. Unplanned doesn't necessarily mean unwanted, says Megan Kavanaugh. She's a senior researcher at the Guttmacher Institute, a leading think tank on pregnancy and birth control. And Kavanaugh says many factors go into a woman's choice of birth control. Not all women will or even should use an IUD or implant. But she says there have long been barriers to long-acting birth control.
And for women who really want to use these methods and who now have access to these methods, that's a huge accomplishment. That's a great coup, I'd say, for the family planning field.
Upstream USA is working at a half dozen sites around the country these days, and its budget, funded by donations, has gone from under $2 million last year to over $10 million this year. Co-founder Mark Edwards says he hopes Upstream will become obsolete someday.
As a nonprofit, our goal is really to be out of business in about 12 years. We see no reason we can't be, that we can really change the face of unplanned pregnancy in this country in that period of time.
Of course, Edwards doesn't expect an end to all unintended pregnancy in a dozen years. But he says if any American woman could get an IUD or implant whenever she wants one, that would be a major step forward. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.